Maxima steps away and goes over to a viewport and looks out at the stars.
Mm-hmm. I sense that the conversation has become awkward. How has your day been? How is it having a full body?
Curious weather.
Do your feet hurt?
What does pain feel like?
So, how about that codex?
I'm sure he's just composing poetry.
We're going to hit the karaoke bar later.
Literally a rip and roaring good time.
I am a highway star.
I do a great rendition of Sabotage.
I can't stand it. I know you planned it. Going to set this straight, this Watergate.
I'm pretty sure they hate the word, like they hate hell in all Capulets. No, Montagues.
Please don't be our Travis. We didn't...
Whoa! Harsh words.
As Travis looks it's okay, up, Travis, half if the country you... away, chill going through his spine. Yeah.
I heard my name.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
His name is a killing word.
It's showtime.
I have to try. Travis?
Wolf.
Oh, no. Oh, there it is.
He's behind you. You can't see him, though.
About to begin the story of how he became the greatest assassin.
God, that reminds me of an actual story from a soldier deployed to Iraq. He was in an armored unit, so like they had like an APC or a tank or something, and they found one guy ran out with an AK and fired his entire like magazine at the APC doing nothing. And so like, and then like immediately surrendered as soon as they got out, and they found out he'd been paid like $30 to do that.
Wow.
Fiverr.com has gotten really out of hand.
Yeah, no, I think the main reaction was this came to the giant bomb cast, and it's like, yeah, this guy was paid less than the cost of a AAA video game to risk his life. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Shoot gun at APC. $30.
Set us down here. Retreat to a safe distance. We will call you for pickup.
Hey, Kevin. Can my unit of tech marines from back in the Consecrator squads be called the Spiders from Mars?
God damn it.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
it's too good to say no.
Is your lineage from the fucking Stardust clan?
Zagiel Stardust?
Had it changed?
You know, I can see that name, Lionel Johnson.
God, fuck Lionel Johnson.
I too remember the Stardust Crusades.
No wonder a guy named Luther tried to kill him.
God. Yeah, he had awesome Sephiroth hair, though. Lionel Johnson.
Earned the highest medal from the Stardust Crusades.
Also, for those of you listening along at home, the guy's name is Lion E-L apostrophe Johnson.
And Ivan Johnson, yes, Johnson.
Yes, that is the Primarch of James's lineage, one of the original 20 Space Marines from which all other Space Marines are descended.
That's his Primarch. That's his, yeah.
Yep, in my description, Spider from Mars? Question mark?
Exclamation mark.
You ever tried to cut your toenails after you got out of the shower? And, like, you don't cut one all the way, but, like, you can't really get it, so you gotta, like, kind of grab it, and your toenail's kind of soft because you just got out of the shower and it starts going too deep into the nail.
No, I haven't.
It goes into the nail
soft
bed.
Top.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Everyone that gets brought into the Imperium at least nominally goes on Imperial time, which is based on the Earth year, even though there's far from any consistent timetable among the Imperium.
Standardization, though, it's so good.
That's why you gotta wear your crown at all times.
One of my favorite things about the dating system in 40K is that every date includes a number to indicate its reliability. Ranging from zero the farther from confirmed it is from Terra time to, like, yeah.
I know you mean as per... as units of time concerning days, but man, I was really excited about the 40K dating sim for a moment there.
Oh, yeah.
You and me both, Max.
Isn't that basically what Tsundere Simulator is? I'm sure it could be reskinned easy enough.
I don't
think
they say heresy enough.
just get a mod that replaces, you know, any name with a heretic.
No. You have to replace Baco with heretic. James, are you our Krieger?
We'll see. Character isn't developed enough yet.
Are you our Cringer? Can you transform into the mighty battle cat?
That's what it was.
No.
Sorry, my headphones came unplugged.
That's fine.
Trying to figure out why everything went quiet.
You missed the terrible joke.
Yeah.
Good.
It was questionably a joke.
We went straight from Archer into Thundercats.
I went to
He-Man. I'm pretty
sure
you meant He-Man.
Yeah. They all meld together for me.
For those listening at home, the reason that Kevin keeps on mispronouncing Hixus's name is because his handwriting is terrible.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Think Hexus like Fern Gully.
Don't think of Fern Gully. Just don't.
Poison ground, acid rain.
Look, you know, I'm fine as long as I'm being associated with Tim Curry characters. It's okay.
What an unnecessarily sexual song.
It's not their fault. It's not the songwriter. It's Tim Curry.
It's about the planet getting fucked.
They drew him as like this buff Adonis made of smoke.
If you had to draw a character for Tim Curry, wouldn't you?
For that song only.
You know that like it probably wasn't sexual till Tim Curry started, and then he infected the animators.
Okay, no, we gotta scrap the whole toxic skeleton thing.
All these storyboards, all of them out.
How long can we talk about Fern Gully?
Oh, Tim Curry, servant of Slaanesh.
Too long.
I don't know, we might need to start a new podcast because I can go on.
Ugh, no, we don't need more Fern Gully.
Fern Gully hour.
And how quaint and small in scale Fern Gully seems now.
Is
like, wow, one rainforest might get destroyed? Sorry, go ahead.
It's my favorite Mad Max movie, Fury Road.
It's a pun or a play on words.
Mad Max Fury Road.
I just made that joke, Jesus Christ!
Are you Mad Max?
It's happening again! It happens everywhere! I'm done!
I'm just trying to see who gets quoted for it.
That's not right. That's wrong. That's just wrong.
I have a theory.
You're sick.
I'm sorry, Max. Really, I am.
You have a problem.
I shouldn't have done that, and I apologize.
I don't.
You don't have to, Matt, but the fact that you explicitly aren't is insulting somehow. The power plant is back online, everybody. Some of the fissionable material that was left had not yet been refined, so I had to use my, you don't care.
Your work is admirable.
Admiral bro.
Admiral bro. Your work is very good. Very good. Good Marine.
Gold star.
The Guard is not allowed to have their own Navy, and the Navy's not allowed to have their own Guard.
Right.
That way, if there's a rebellion, then it either has no troops or has no way to move the troops.
Right. To some degree, that's also why there's all the weird chapter rules.
Yeah.
That the fucking Space Wolves don't...
fully half of the loyal... The Space Wolves literally just don't give... The black
yeah, that's why
the
that's
black,
why they have...
the, what do you call
what is it, though?
We're the guys that are always on Crusade. They're like, we're on Crusade, so...
The Black Templars?
Anyway. Yeah, the Templars. The Angels have way too much inter-chapter communication. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
the one Space thing Wolves they also do have, like, an 11,000-strong legion. It's, like, trapped in the warp or something.
Probably. Why not?
And pops in and out from time to time.
Like the fucking badass.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm wiping him from canon. He's gone. No more of that man who we won't talk about.
Powers.
Emperor V2.